Looks like baby vomit. WJFK.
This is the Don and Mike Show.
Okay, it's time to spin the wheel of Holly.
I'm excited about this. I like tap dancing. I like banjo playing.
We'll just give you a quick background. She is the feature reporter for Fox 5 here in D.C. She's a good-looking chick, but she's annoying as hell. Yes.
She's got tremendous energy.
They send her out to the most ridiculous locations every day for live shoots. It is some of the most beautiful train wreck TV you've ever seen. Here's an oldie but a goodie. They've sent her to the opening of a bar, mm-hmm. and at the very end of the segment, she has a bottle of champagne that she's going to open.
Listen up.
And you can get news, weather, and the latest news and weather on Fox 5 News at noon. And we'll see you again tomorrow. Do drive safely.
All right, winner in the victory circle. I can't get it. Here it comes. Wait, shake it. Yeah!
Wow.
You suck that honey down. Good stuff.
I still vomit before every show.
Mysterious visitors from the Orient. Don Geronimo and Mike O'Mara.
All right, so everybody has got that by now. She's the feature reporter on Channel 5 right. here in D.C.
We've always speculated that at the end of the day, she goes home, you know, takes off her makeup, kicks off her shoes, gets a bottle of Grey Goose vodka, and just says, I don't want to talk about TV anymore.
And what is alarming about the situation is while she goes out during the morning show mm-hmm. and clogs and
goes
and,
to all the festivals, learns how to do yoga.
Yeah, she flies on a biplane. She'll walk on a tightrope wire. Then at 11 o'clock in the morning,
she turns on the super anchor suit.
They have her put on a business suit mm-hmm. instead of her casual clothes.
Yeah, they work her to death.
Instead of being at a butter churning contest,
right.
she's telling us how many soldiers have died in Iraq today.
There right. is not a county fair within 300 or 400 miles of here that she does not attend.
But she's out of control, and she's got we've got, I think, 24 different segments of hers.
She's a trooper, Don.
That we've never heard before. Right.
As we spin play, it right now.
Holly Morris Roulette.
Spin it right now. I'm going to go for sheep shearing. Sheep shearing.
You always do, Mike.
Oh, yeah. All right.
You always do.
What's See, that on? What did that stop
I don't
on?
Know where last it landed, I believe, on Holly Plays the Banjo.
The banjo. Yay! I'm so happy. I can't wait.
Okay. Just... Real quickly. Let's.
That's all you need.
That really... That's all we need.
That's all you need right there.
Just play that again. If you play that again, that's Holly right there.
Okay, real quickly. Let's do our. We decided the only thing I can really do is keep beat and you can sing.
And it's really quickly.
Coming around the mountain.
Yeah, let's do Coming Around the Mountain. You ready?
Okay, all right.
I'm going.
Okay,
going.
That's good. Now,
yeah, I like this one. Okay.
Is Holly strumming?
Yeah, she's playing the banjo. The guy's singing, she's playing.
She didn't change chords.
He's trying to keep it easy.
No.
It doesn't
this
work.
This isn't working.
No. Okay, all right, we'll spin it again.
Holly, it's not working.
We'll spin it again, Mike.
She was strumming. I'm going to go for sheep shearing.
One.
Let me see if I get sheep shearing here.
Look at that spin.
Oh, nope. Bees.
Bees. They're ripping my flesh off.
Bees.
Good morning to you. You know, sometimes I think bees get a bad rap. So we're going to change all that this morning. And you may also be surprised to find out that actually it's been tough on bees lately. Not a good year for honeybees. We are live at the Meadowside
bees,
Nature Center, which is
bees.
Part of Rock Creek Regional Park. And we're lucky to have Glenn Rice and Melanie Marshall.
She's not hyper enough.
No, she's not.
Naturalist. Good morning to you all. And good morning to our hive. We've got a whole bunch of guests, I should say.
Good morning
say.
To the hive.
This yes. Right, and they are indeed buzzing
She's
around.
Mellow
but
right now.
I was just fascinated because you all were just telling me that
all right, spin it again.
It's been
spin
a
again.
Tough year for bees.
I'm going to go for brides, the brides. Oh, look what it landed on.
I don't even know.
Is she so tap many, dancing?
This is really roulette now because
right,
I really
good.
Don't know.
All Let's, right, can I check in with my little train crew in here? How's it going?
Hey, choo-choo, choo-choo.
Holly and the choo-choo.
Holly pulls the train.
Choo-choo, aboard!
It's my all aboard guy. And what about, can I finally get you? No, look, she's still hiding from the train. Can you say all aboard,
right? Oh, dear.
All aboard one more time.
All aboard.
Oh, she's with the kitties.
Okay.
She's with the kitties. We're going to spin again.
Spin again.
Here it goes with the casino sounds. Let's see if Holly hits the jackpot. This is really Holly Roulette right now. See where we really, land right now.
Really, there are so many of these. Rob's got them labeled on 8 million different discs.
Land anywhere.
I really don't know.
Well, you landed on something there. Oh, dear. What's this? Oh, my God. Oh, my God. What did we land on? Some sort of bonus Holly alarm.
I don't know what that was.
I should like to hear it again, though, if that's possible.
Okay.
What the hell was that?
I don't know.
It was Holly.
You know, Rob is not here to explain.
He is not able to explain himself. That was like a Holly siren.
Oh,
let's spin it again.
Shot and wounded.
Oh, she is.
I like this real Holly roulette where you don't know where the hell you're landing.
I don't.
Let's just press the button.
Right now, I guess you could say I'm in Sweden. Well,
oh, she's dancing with Sweden.
I'm at least hanging out with some very talented children from Sweden. This group is here because they're taking part in the International Children's Festival that is going on at Wolf Trap, where we are live.
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 And entertain and find out all the reasons why your family needs to come out and be a part of this very cultural and fun event. It's all live next.
Scary.
On Fox 5 Morning News. You're going to love these kids, I'm telling you.
Yeah. Sure, thanks, Holly.
Spin again.
I'm going to spin it one more time. What's the one where she goes, we're looking live, Holly Morris. I forgot what that one is.
There's so many of them. Yeah.
Hey, there's a good one.
It is so good, yeah. I could almost say it's sinful, except for the fact that I'm in a church. We are live this morning at Saints Constantine and Helen's Greek Orthodox Church, where they are set and ready for
what are they doing?
The Greek Festival.
Greek Festival!
Greek Festival.
Festival, yeah. In the Washington, D.C. area when it comes to fall time. And coming up,
right.
We are going to cook up a traditional
what?
Greek dish.
What is it?
She's
just
cooking.
In time
what
for
is
lunch.
It? What
well,
is
for
it?
Us. For everybody else, it's breakfast. What nonetheless, you're going to like it. It's all live next on Fox 5
Morning
News. Wait,
what's the dish, Holly?
Mike, I'm sorry. We're going to spin again.
Oh, for Christ's sake. What's the dish?
We're going to spin again.
Let's see where it lands. Can't wait. We're playing the wheel of Holly Morris. Let's see what... Oh, look at that. That's a good one.
I'm trying to talk about bees, but because you guys are talking so much,
oh, it's
I can't
the bees again. Second
oh,
part two of the bees.
Really a big... It's a big moment here because we've been trying to track the queen, and we have finally found her amidst the 20,000 bees in the hive. There she is. She's the one with the yellow dot painted on her. And I say
stimulating
that because
television.
The queen does not come out with a dot on its head. The actual beekeeper put the dot on there so then they know which one is the queen.
Oh, I get it.
Worthless.
Let's spin it again. That was worthless.
Worthless. Absolutely worthless.
There's the banjo made of chocolate. Oh, we already heard that one.
There's the hyper Holly.
There we go.
They are kind of scary. And he kind of roared on cue there.
I know.
That's a great question. I'll talk with them here in a minute about what they think is age appropriate for this show. But I'm telling you, for my age, it is fascinating. You guys know I've covered a lot of shows here at the Verizon Center, and I can say I've never covered a show quite like this one. It's called Walking. Hey, I'm trying to do TV
What's
here.
It
can
called?
You keep it down a little bit? They're a little loud this
Get
morning.
To the point.
What is it?
Too much fun, I tell you. It is amazing how it all comes together. But it's called Walking with Dinosaurs, the live experience. Oh, good.
God, did local morning TV and national morning TV get all over that? Walking with Dinosaurs. All right, hey, you're spinning it again. Let's see where it lands. A van made of
really
ham.
Brings the dinosaurs.
Oh, what's that one?
Give us things. Bugs give us honey, you know, and in a roundabout way, they give us peaches and pears and all those
talking
wonderful
to some
things
old lady
pollination.
Now.
And it really so is fascinating.
I don't think this is bees.
About it nonstop, and we've just been talking about bees.
Right. Yeah,
oh,
this
it's
is
bees
Holly
again.
Talk.
Sorry
That's
again.
The beekeeper.
The
right.
Nature Center. All right, so we did the little activity where the kids were learning about how the bees pick up pollen and take it back to the hive, and I think it was a success.
Tell me about pollination, Holly.
They love doing
that. Learn about making candles from beeswax.
Right, and this is actually
delightful. Delicious, honey. Oh, we're spinning it again.
One more time.
See where she's going.
Here
she's
we
been
go.
At the
on,
Greek
Holly.
Festival.
Come on, Holly.
See where, I like that one.
Now, one of the things they're going to be having this weekend as well is an all aboard contest.
All aboard contest.
All aboard, Holly.
Kids over here that can say all aboard for me. I know we got a lot of really young ones, but I got
scare
some
the children,
here.
Holly.
I don't know. You look like you could be a conductor. Can you say all aboard for me?
Aboard.
Oh,
poor kid.
Then he runs screaming to his brother.
That was mommy.
That was the real scream.
Did you hear the scream?
He says, all aboard. Can you tell me an all aboard?
She says, no, I'm getting off board. Are you sure?
That's the kid that's like hugging his mother's leg.
All aboard. I think he wins.
You're scaring the children.
God damn it.
Oh, is this the banjo made of chocolate?
Mike, I really have no idea.
Let's see where it lands. The Wheel of Holly, ladies and gentlemen.
Really crawled up my nose and went to sleep.
That's Letterman.
It could be pretty tough, but myfoxdz.com is our website. We have a link to the B&O Railroad Museum's website. The event is
back at the railroad.
Get
out of that railroad, Holly.
I don't know how the Letterman got in there.
He shoehorned his way into that segment.
Good morning, Speedy.
Good morning.
What do we have here?
Good morning. I'm so happy to be here.
I'm happy that you're here. Yeah. It's good to see you again. What have you been doing over the last year?
Well, I've been playing my fiddle and banjo music.
Oh, it's the banjo guy. Good.
Fiddle guy.
Hobby and thing to do, you know, and it's real good for me. It keeps me alive.
Here's the thing. He's 16
ground.
Years old.
Yeah. We like to keep you above ground. I hear right. it. In fact, you were showing me this here. You play
above
with the overflow
ground.
Game?
Yes, we're real happy you're not dying.
Quite a few years back.
How many years back, do you know?
Oh, about eight.
About eight years back. And you said this guy right here on the end is 99?
Do you know what you don't know about this segment?
What?
This guy has his shirt off.
And when did you last play with him?
He plays the banjo with his penis.
And so does Holly.
John and I are here last week.
And he still
plays. He can play real good.
Well,
this is Chicken from Survivor China.
Oh, yes. Now, it's music that does it, you know.
Music,
it's good too.
I'm afraid we're going to have to hear the last minute of this segment.
Soul,
that's right.
It's coming up to the part where Holly sticks her index finger in his mouth and pops out his denture.
Well, I think
she gives him a wet willy. Except her finger's not wet because she's licked it.
And have this event, you know.
There's no banjo playing, of course, because it's a banjo segment.
People, you know. I think it's wonderful.
It's entirely different.
Come on, Holly.
This is Harley talks to Harley. Holly talks to Harlan Sanders.
Right. I hear you.
Oh, we didn't make it through that segment.
I got to give up on that one.
Just not stimulating enough.
I got to give up on that one.
See what we're going to land on. I'm waiting for a hyper Holly. Oh, what's that one?
It is officially a toe tapping Tuesday.
Is this tap dancing?
This morning in Arlington, where they are gearing up for the 14th annual Speedy Tolliver Fiddle and Banjo Fest going on.
Oh, it's the banjo fest.
It's the banjo fest. She tap dances. Hold on.
Banjo lesson.
Now I finally have the index.
Okay, very good.
Holly meets the banjo man. Holly plays with the bluegrass man.
Right.
Holly taps with the bluegrass man.
Uh-huh.
Holly learns how to tap dance mm-hmm. with the banjo man.
Okay.
Holly scares children on the choo-choo.
Uh-huh.
Holly scares children all aboard the choo-choo.
Right.
Holly yells at Tony Kornheiser.
We didn't hear that one.
No, I didn't hear that one either. Number 23.
What can
that
be about?
Hey, you're manipulating the wheel.
I know, but come on. I just found the index.
It is a good morning here, and I'm already thinking that I have to stand in between these two because they are nonstop. I'm telling you, look, Tony Kornheiser, Michael Wilbon here this morning, up early. Do you guys usually see this hour?
No. I'm one of those. I'm like a barnyard animal. I go to bed at sundown. I get up at sunrise.
Ah, there you go. You don't need much sleep. Sleep's overrated.
Kornheiser sounds excited to be on Channel 5.
Sure.
Yeah.
He's made it to the big time, baby.
Tea times and flights. That's the only reason I'm up before 9.
Very good. Well, we know it. You know what? I know this is a very busy time of year for you guys. And so here you are having a golf classic, fitting this in. So it must
They're
be pretty
naked.
Important to you.
Well, it was something started by Don Graham, who is the chief
stimulating.
Of the Washington
Post. They were actually, they're not
Boston.
Naked. They were all in swimsuits.
Come on.
It's Tony Kornheiser bathing suit open. Hey, that's a good one. Let's see where that lands.
What is this one here?
To the players, reality is one against one. Move and counter move.
What happened
helmet
to Holly?
To helmet.
Turned into John Facenda.
Nowhere is this conflict more evident than at the fringe of battle where the receiver and quarterback match
glare. My God, what's happened to Holly Morris?
Here, cunning and speed determine the victor.
Cunning speed.
One on one. The battle where the loser bleeds alone on an open field.
Just suck that honey down.
Thank
Good
you,
stuff.
Holly. God love
All right,
you.
Well, listen, sorry, Rob.
Oh, wonderful. Wheel
Rob
of
is
Holly.
Not here to help me organize that, but I think...
You know, I kind of like it when you're just on the random ones. I enjoyed that.
Maybe you got a small taste of how annoying this woman is when you turn the radio on, and that's the first thing you hear.
Got a taste of Holly like she got a taste of the honey.
Just suck that honey down.
There
Good stuff.
It is. Mm-hmm. Yeah. Well, the only thing make that better if she got a little fatter. Maybe that'll happen this year. we'll be able to keep track of it. That'll be fun, won't it? Fat Holly.
Hi, everybody. This is the news.
Yeah, hey, Buzz.
Yes.
What if Holly looked like Phyllis Armstrong?
Oh, wouldn't that be fantastic? I'll settle for Megan McGrath. You know, she just gets a little bigger boned, you know?
I saw Megan McGrath doing a feature about the Nationals' last game at RFK today.
Right.
And I swear to God, I thought they had turned on the lights at the stadium because she had her big, gigantic, sure. reflective teeth.
You go near her and you try to get an autograph, she'll snap your hand clean off.
Buzz, one yes. bite. Buzz, yes. We are so clock negligent. It's way past the news hour. You've got some stuff, right?
I do.
Well, stand by, everybody.
He's got good news, right?
We'll play the Wheel of Buzz.
Right.
When we come right back.
Buzz. It's all about the buzz.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, baby. Mm-hmm.
This is the Don and Mike Show.